Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 7th of December, and here in Auroville right now it's cloudy and windy and 24 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says rain, some heavy and thunderstorm, humid. Additional rain can lead to flooding problems, and over the night plenty of clouds with heavy showers and warm. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 28 with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 75% and for thunderstorms on 40%. Northern winds at 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 15%. Flood wary Chennai and the rest of the southern East India will welcome a reduction in downpours later this week with even drier weather to then follow. Less downpours will give floodwaters a chance to recede and will lower the potential for renewed or worsening flooding, a danger that will exist early this week across southern India. Along the east coast of Tamil Nadu, the storminess this week can occur at any time, stated AccuWeather meteorologist Adam Doty. Starting on Tuesday, the showers and thunderstorm activity toward the southwestern coast of India will mainly develop each afternoon before moving offshore at night. A push of dry air later in the weekend and next week will finally put an end to the rain across Tamil Nadu. Otherwise, rainfall measured by Evergreen by Charlie for past few days in total was in December we already had 610.9 millimeters with maximum of 2nd of December with 232.9 millimeters and 1st of December 148.8 millimeters. And yesterday, it fell down only 40 millimeters. There are quite some members of our community who are measuring rainfall. Charlie in Aurogreen, Tom in Dana, Curate in Gaia's Garden, Walter in Shakti, Jap in Ravenna, Santo at Botanical Gardens, Pierre at Buddha Garden, Head Start at Discipline, Tansy and CSR, and Mortimer Dear Team. Otherwise, roads to Miracle Discipline area is inaccessible and we have been informed that the road from Shradanjali to the Miracle Discipline area is very bad and dangerous state after village tractors and GCB pull out a stuck vehicle, leaving the unillumined road in a messy state with the very deep potholes. And also the road which passes Eco Service going to Verity and Afsana Guest House is nearly impassable after bands broke and heavier traffic has turned section to deep and rotted mud. Also, Canyon Road from Sukhavati towards New Croatian, it's not accessible because instead of the road is a stream with some new features. Following is a short phone interview with Caroline, a visiting student from Queen's University from Kingston in Canada, inviting us to workshop tomorrow at Unity Pavilion. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
You are coming with a group of students, right, from Canada?
Yes, that's correct. We're from Queen's University.
Yes. What are you going to do here in Auroville?
We are designing a guide for community participation that can be used for any planning and development project in Auroville.
What you can do with it, if
so
it we are practical?
What we're going to do is provide it to the RAS and Levenier and anybody else that has the potential to make decisions about planning, and they can use it to help incorporate people's opinions into planning and development decisions so that what happens with planning and development reflects better what people in Auroville want to see.
Cool. How many of you are here?
There are 10 of us.
It's 10 of us. That is the third time in a row, right?
Yes, it's the third time.
And how do you choose the subject? Because I remember last year there was a exploration in social spaces and some other things on Crown Road and Mahalakshmi Park, right?
We chose this topic because the Integral Sustainability Institute said that there was a big need in the community to have a more laid out format for community participation.
Mm-hmm. So you were suggested this topic?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you feel about it? Does this project, I mean this specific topic, does it resonate with you?
Oh, very much. It's a very important topic in planning, and mm-hmm. it's becoming very popular in Canada right now, and we've learned a lot about it in school, so it's very interesting to see it in action in Oroville, and I can see that people are very excited about it when we talk to them.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing the survey amongst the residence units, or how do you do that?
So the first thing we did before we even came here is we put out a survey on Oronet and got some feedback from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got here, we also conducted a number of interviews, and we also did a pop-up kiosk. We're going to be holding a workshop tomorrow from 3 to 6 at the Unity Pavilion, mm-hmm. and everyone is invited so they can get more, we can get more input from the community into our guide that we're preparing.
Mm-hmm. What would be the title of that workshop?
The title?
Yeah.
It's going to be looking at community features that residents want to see in residential sectors 1 and 2.
Oh, okay, cool. And after? Sorry, I interrupted you really bad.
Sorry, say that again.
No, I know that you also in preparation to have a presentation for the community, right?
Yes. So
okay.
We are going to have a final presentation on Saturday from 4 to 6. So that's when we're going to present.
That would be in Cinema Paradiso?
It's in the MMC.
That's Cinema Paradiso, yeah. Okay.
So
there's the two things you're coming up with practical on the practical level, with tomorrow's workshop and a presentation on Saturday, right?
Yes. And we've also done some activities with a few youth and the interviews. So that's what we use to inform. But the next thing that everyone is invited to is the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let us stop here for today, because I know that you are also going to be, you will stop at our studio to give us a little bit broader interview on what you were doing and how you see the things.
Yeah.
Right? So see you tomorrow and on Saturday, right?
So tomorrow is the...
3 to 6?
Yeah, tomorrow and Saturday. Yep.
Yeah. Caroline, thanks a lot for today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Hello, guys. On Friday, between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., we can attend Future School Open House and a fundraiser. And there will be sandwiches, a flea market to scavenge through, games, and a handful of entertaining performances by students, cakes, and so much more. And if you and everyone you know passes by on Friday, 11th of December, between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., they would be happy to welcome you. Here's a note from us, because we just celebrated 11th birthday on Saturday, 5th of December, and that was 11 years of operation, and we launched a second fun drive. Our month-long fun drive is a moment where you can participate with the Oroville Radio and help us stay connected with you and the world. Because the Oroville Radio provides a reliable and intimate link to Oroville, it captures and shares the constant activities and pulse of its transformation on a daily basis. In the last 11 years, we have succeeded to provide a space that invites creativity, exploration, and experimentation while building an archival database of audio and image files for research. In this year alone, the Oroville Radio has welcomed more than 35 volunteers and students and produced over 500 programs, which is an average 50 programs a month. And our website has compiled over 3,500 articles. Our 2016 target is to raise 850,000 rupees or 13,000 US for the following: for the team member support, for the equipment, and for acoustic treatment of the studio. But any amount, big or small, is vital towards achieving our goal. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Mother on Sri Aurobindo. And this is the film from 1992, but was re-edited in August 2015. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they will follow Oroville Film Festival 2015, the best movies. And they would like to show those you missed out or some really good ones, and there's a chance to follow in the winning ones. So today they will screen The Invisible Revolution, made in France in 2013 by director Philippe Borel. But the film will be followed by 20 minutes Skype conversation with filmmaker. Tomorrow we could see Girl Rising, made in 2011 and directed by Richard L. Robbins. On Wednesday, they were screened Everyday Rebellion, made in Austria in 2014 by director Raiti Brothers. And it's a documentary. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "Let us go to sleep with a prayer and wake with an aspiration for the new and perfect creation." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.